Love May Fail, a novel by Matthew Quick. Performed by Chris Dukart, Jim Eskeman, Lorna Raver, Tanya Campos, and Tim Fannin.
Kids don't remember what you try to teach them. They remember what you are. Jim Henson. It's not easy being green. We are what we pretend to be, so we must be careful about what we pretend to be. Kurt Vonnegut Jr. Mother Night. Portia Kane. Official member of the human race. This card entitles you to ugliness and beauty, heartache and joy, the great highs and lows of existence, and everything in between. It also guarantees you the right to strive, to reach, to dream, and to become the person you know deep down you are meant to be. So, make daring choices. Work hard, enjoy the ride, and remember, you become exactly whomever you choose to be. Part 1. Portia Kane. Chapter 1. I'm kneeling in one of my own bedroom closets, peering E.T.-like through the white door slats, when the following epiphany hits me harder than a lawn dart to the eye. I am a disgraceful woman. Gloria Steinem would call me whatever's the feminist equivalent of an Uncle Tom. An Aunt Jemima? Why does that sound like such an awfully racist statement? It's a mixed metaphor of some sort, certainly, but is it racist? I'm so depressed and angry that I can't even figure out why it might be racist, let alone think up a politically correct metaphor for being an atrocious feminist. I once read that Gloria Steinem had worked as a Playboy bunny in an effort to expose the sexism of the job. Regardless of her motivation, she was indeed a Playboy bunny, letting men view her as a sexual object. Gloria probably even got off on it, if only secretly. I mean, politics aside, we all want to be desired, even lusted after, deep down, if we're being honest. And maybe if Gloria Steinem let men ogle her and pinch her ass before she rose up to be the spokesperson for an entire gender, well, then maybe, just maybe, that means I too can transcend hiding in my own closet, literally, and once again become a respectable woman who young, intelligent girls will look up to and maybe even choose to emulate. What was that old saying? The truth will set you free. But first it will piss you off. Gloria Steinem said that, I'm pretty sure. I remember reading all about Miss Steinem in my Gender and Prejudice college course back when I was a good, albeit untested, feminist. Being a feminist is so easy when you're a college freshman with enough scholarship money and financial aid to cover tuition, room, and board. A woman with a clean slate. Compromises come with age. Someone's going to quote me someday, when I'm once again saying intelligent, empowering things, like I used to a long, long time ago, in a size 4 body. That's right, Portia Kane, I say to myself in the closet, with a Louis Vuitton stiletto heel stabbing the meat of my left ass cheek. I lean my weight, 135 pounds, which isn't all that bad for a relatively tall 40-year-old woman, into the 4-inch spike, like a medieval priest punishing his lust-driven flesh. Get pissed off, because you're about to see the truth. Ouch. I ease up on the Louis Vuitton heel. I'm really not all that tough. But I can change. I can be the woman I always wanted to be. Somehow. Right now, I don't even think the sluttiest teens in today's most godforsaken high schools